www.thebeatmaker.com.
Just meeting somebody for coffee at a Starbucks, and saw the snow started to come down about 11 o'clock and left there about noon. I've gone about 10 miles in 8.5 hours.
Wow, that would be rough, wouldn't it? And that's what it was like for so many people caught in the middle of a horrific ice winter storm in the south, in Atlanta. That's where that call was from. Just absolutely brutal, stuck for hours and hours and hours, not moving even a little bit until finally it snapped. And Eric Bostrom was the guy's name in Georgia, who crawled along for those 10 miles, was finally able to get to his destination, and that's rough. Hope that you're getting to your destinations. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of destinations, we're going to dive in here in just a second into the State of the Union address and whether the president hit his goal in number 5 or not. But first, on that deep freeze, thousands of flights have been canceled across the U.S. If you are flying somewhere, it'd be a good idea to check the flight, because remember, planes come from all over, they're backed up, and depending on when you're flying, it could mess you up for sure, even if you're not listening to me somewhere in the south. Altogether, they think about 140 million people, and about 34 of our states are under some sort of crazy winter weather warning or some sort of an advisory. Could have snow, could have ice, could be just those cold wind chills. But sleet, freezing rain that is falling is affecting a lot of people in East Texas, in Louisiana, in Georgia. I mentioned how bad it was in Georgia. I know there's people listening to us in areas that you just are not expecting that you'd have this kind of weather, although I guess at this point anyone could be vulnerable to it. In Alabama, 800 students were stuck in schools. It was that bad. 4,500 students had to spend the night in a bunch of school buildings in Hoover, Alabama. The staff stayed there, they fed them, all that kind of stuff, and they're showing movies in the high schools, and they just can't take the chance. There's just no way because of what the roads were like, and they didn't want the parents to drive there as well to try to go to the schools, because it would just be a nightmare. And the governor of Alabama declared a state of emergency, activating the National Guard to try to respond to the storm, try to help the people who are stuck in their cars. And they're even telling the people that were stuck in their cars, just stay in your car. Because what happens is people don't, and then they get out there and they're on that ice, and there were lots of reports of cars that were ditched, that fell in ditches and whatnot. And then they've got to trudge along in the snow to try to make their way back to civilization, so to speak. So I think in Alabama, with snow and freezing rain, it was treacherous, to say the least.
I just pulled up Atlanta's traffic cameras right now.
Yeah.
It is still a mess right now.
Oh, that's sad, man.
There are a couple highways that are shut down with cars all over the place, and there are other ones that are the cars are just barely even moving. There's people crawling along. So even at this time of the day, it's still a mess.
Yeah. So the advice to stay inside when they tell you to do that, maybe you ought to take them up on it, because it's nightmarish. You heard Matt. Still, people are stuck. It's that bad. 3,200 flights canceled. Canceled, just gone. And could be worse. Who knows what it looks like by the time you get to later in the day, because, you know, we're coming through into the morning hours, and then you've got morning traffic, and hopefully people heed that and stay home and don't try to think that they can somehow make it. And I know that's what people feel like, they're invincible, and why can't they just drive slow? And that's the problem. And then you get that gridlock. And what do? You're in gridlock. You've got your car, you're burning up gas, and you're you know, you're probably furious at yourself for doing it, but it's too late. You're already stuck in the middle of it. Just like the guy at the top, he's stuck, and the only thing you can do is crawl along, and there is just no way to get home. I mean, thousands of commuters desperate to get home, 12 hours stuck in traffic because of the snowstorm, stranded. Students, as I mentioned there, staying overnight, messing with air travel again. I just want to know when kids aren't going to be going to school. How many snow days, how many bad weather days are they going to have to make up? It's a lot of bad weather days. Oh, a lot of them. All right, was it a good night? Was it an okay night? What kind of night Tuesday was it, prime time, for the president as he did his State of the Union address, which is always a big deal when you're the president, because it's an outline of what you want to see happen in the year. And this president really is pushing the action, action, action. We're going to get something done. And certainly the people around him have read the polls, and the polls are not great. And the polls talk about not having confidence in the government and all that kind of stuff. So right from the get-go, it was about the people, the people, the people. The new jobs have been created, and we've got auto workers back to work, and we have teachers and entrepreneurs and all kinds of folks who are doing all kinds of things across America. And then going deeper, talking about closing the loopholes to end incentives, to outsource and lower tax rates to try to help businesses, because this is a thorn in the side of many small businesses, corporations, big corporations, that they can't afford it. They can't afford to do business in the United States. American energy, the president talked about getting closer to energy independence, closer than ever before, really pushed natural gas, really said thumbs down to fossil fuels. Talked a little bit about Obamacare, didn't focus on it very much, talked about some successes, talked about a bill to raise minimum wage to 10-10, that Congress just needs to say yes, and it'll be 10-10. And the whole idea of getting back to work, putting Americans back to work, and not letting unemployment benefits just expire, which they did, but in fact giving hardworking Americans the chance to get that unemployment benefit, to continue to get it. And I think he's going to have a hard time with that one, too. An executive order, just pushing things through and not worrying about Congress, overriding Congress, if you will, with an executive order, which has happened lately with Obama, and that's what he said. It's the power of the pen, I suppose. On the other side of the aisle, on the Republican side of the aisle, there are a lot of calls to possibly impeach the president, and those calls just got louder, and people are more impatient. So it's handicapping this is going to be interesting for sure, especially with the midterm elections. How much is the bigger, badder, bloated government going to hurt some of the chances of some of the folks looking to be reelected? Coming up, you had many thoughts on the State of the Union address. We're going to check the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it to you, call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel.
Thanks for hanging with us, of course, on America Tonight. Were you bored by the State of the Union? Did you decide, I'm going to ditch that, watching something else? You heard the same old wah, wah, wah. It was the same old wah, 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 except for it was a little tiny bites, as someone described it, versus here's what's going to happen, this is what we're going to do. Just, again, a lot of promises of these are some of the things that that we're going to take action on, but no roadmap to get there. All right, we have a roadmap to get to your comments, your thoughts, and many of you sent them to me almost immediately as soon as the State of the Union wrapped up. Some of you said you turned the tube off, and some actually watched. And there were some other things in mixed in the conversation as well. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Andy. Andy says, Kate, I can't believe what I am watching, what's happening to those poor people in Atlanta. While the State of the Union was going on, I kept checking back with media sources, meaning I was flipping through Twitter, some of my Twitter favorites. I was jumping on cable just to get a sense of what was happening. I thought it was more exaggerated than anything else, but lo and behold, it was hardly exaggerated. I think I would lose my mind if I was in a car for 10 hours and had no way out. You think you could deal with it? Is that a serious question to me? Are you kidding? I'm the queen of impatience. I would have to deal with it, and I wouldn't have road rage at the people around me, but I would be miserable. Oh, that would be a miserable situation. You know, it seems like I'm a parrot, and I say every single week, crazy Mother Nature flings something else our way. And I say this, and I mean it with love. Please take some precautions. Throw a blanket, throw some water in your car in the trunk, for goodness sake, something. Because look what happens. Do you think those people in Atlanta or in Alabama thought, okay, yes, these are bad conditions. These are treacherous conditions. But I might be stuck for a little bit, but I can make it home. They weren't thinking they were spending 10 hours in the car. Oh, can you imagine, too? A stick. I've always driven a stick, and I would be right there in the middle of that. That would be nasty. All right, here's another one from Bob in Florida. Boy, oh boy, I hope we don't get some of that crazy weather. It has been cooler here in the Sunshine State, Katie Kate, but what I'm looking at, as much as I can bust the chops of my Georgia friends, I feel so sorry for them because bumper to bumper, and it's not just bumper to bumper for an hour or two, try 10 on for size. What do you do for 10 hours in a car? Yeah, what do you do? If you're like one of those people, well, first of all, people who have like books on tape, they'd be lucky because they could pull out their books on tape. People with kids in the car, what if you just had some kids in the car and you had to go a little ways, but you weren't thinking, okay, well, I have no choice, and you had none of those TV things or whatever to keep them occupied? I think it'd be tough. It'd almost be better in that situation to be stuck in a car by yourself or with one other person. Definitely not kids, because they'd be going crazy. That wouldn't be good. I don't know if there were a lot of people with kids. It seems like the kids were at school and they were trying to get to them, but they were told not to. So in Alabama and in Georgia, I don't think that was the case as much. I don't think so. Here's one from Holly. Boy, it has been a beating this year, and the winter is just barely upon us, Kate Delaney. So when you talk about this town and that town and who's the coldest, keep in mind that we still have a long way to go. Boy, that's the understanding. We still have a long way to go is right. People are setting records. States are setting records all over the place. The weather peoples are the popular celebrities these days because everybody wants to know, what's the weather like? What's the weather going to be like this week? What's the weather like tomorrow? Oh, that'd be annoying, wouldn't it? If you go to a party, who's the most popular person celebrity-wise in the room? Of course, the person who knows the weather. Even over the sports people. Certainly over the news people. The weather. The weatherman or the weatherwoman would dominate. All right, that's not the only thing people want to talk about. I mentioned the State of the Union, and let's rifle through some of those. Dan the Man says, Kate, I watched the State of the Union just for you. Aren't you proud? Because I do not like the president. I voted for him the first time, didn't the second time, still feel good about that. But it was nothing but hogwash coming out of his mouth. It really was. Somebody wrote it for him. They tried to make a speech to leave a lasting impression, but it was just the same old red tape and nonsense that we've heard before. There was no silver lining in this presidential speech. No silver lining. Here's one from Matthew, and Matthew says, State of the Union was wrong on a couple of counts. I actually like Obama, Kate, but I don't like him as a president. I think he'd be a cool guy to sit and have a conversation with, especially now. But I think he tries to be liked too much, and he has a thin skin. The fact is they got it wrong on insurance. Wrong on insurance when they talk about 9 million more people in this country have insurance under the law. I don't think that total is right. I would challenge that. Yeah, I don't think that total is right either. I think I spelled it out earlier. About 6 million people have been called eligible. That's what they're calling it for Medicaid. That's since October. Then 3 million signed up for private insurance through the markets, and there's some confusion there. There's some confusion in general when it comes to Obamacare, but I don't have to tell all of you that because some of you are feeling the effects of it. This one's from Joshua, and Joshua says, Kate, this is the first time I've ever emailed the show, but rest assured, I listen here and then. Here and then. I think he meant here and there, whenever I can. And my question is, how much blowback will there be from the Republicans? Do you think that there somebody will actually file to impeach? I wouldn't be shocked if that happened. But how much will they fight Obamacare? That's the key. I'd be curious as to that. What's going to come up in place of Obamacare? You know, you have the president saying no American can be dropped or denied coverage for a pre-existing condition. He was really proud of that. But I think it gets tweaked. And he did say, listen, if you have suggestions that'll work, I want to hear them. So he threw that out, like, bring it on. If you have a way that can make this better, I want to hear it. So he was challenging, I think, the Republicans. All right, one last one here, and this one from Tony. Tony says, America Tonight always makes me laugh, I have to say. I just like listening to you. When it comes to the president and addressing the nation, I turn the volume down, frankly, because I can't stand to listen to him. I listen for maybe a minute or two, and then I'm done. He seems like a great guy, great speaker, but not a great president, to be honest. It's only too bad that so many didn't realize this was what we were getting. Yeah, the popularity swing, for what it's worth, the polls have not been good. And anybody who's a Democrat, they want the coattails to be pretty solid, because they're riding on the coattails. You know the expression about riding on the coattails. They want strong backing from the prez, but not if the president isn't popular. If the president's approval ratings are tanking, then that doesn't do much good for the person who's trying to win re-election, because it could be a big turnoff for the district. So I think it's kind of cherry-picking as to who wants the president to appear with them or shake hands with them or make a comment versus in other places where they don't want to see that happen. I want to see us jump to the other side. We're doing it right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll keep you. She'll unheave you. Her best just please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit cards in her side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
So welcome back to America Tonight. I said we would have the response from the Republicans. We played in a previous hour the Tea Party response, and that was Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah. This time it's a Republican from Washington, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, who focused in on a couple of things. Year of Action, the health care law was one of the things, and turning backs on some Americans, and what does it all mean? I wanted you to hear it. So here is the Congresswoman.
What an honor it is for me to be with you after the President's State of the Union. Tonight, we honor America, a nation that has witnessed the greatest rise of freedom and opportunity our world has ever seen. A nation where we are not defined by our limits, but by our potential. And a nation where a girl who worked at the McDonald's drive-thru to help pay for college can be with you from the United States Capitol. But the most important moments right now aren't happening here. They're not in the Oval Office or in the House chamber. They're in your homes, kissing your kids goodnight, figuring out how to pay the bills, getting ready for tomorrow's doctor's visit, waiting to hear from those you love serving in Afghanistan, or searching for that big job interview. After all, we the people have been the foundation of America since her earliest days. People from all walks of life and from all corners of the world. People who come to America because here, no challenge is too great and no dream too big. That's the genius of America. Tonight, the president made more promises that sound good, but won't actually solve the problems facing Americans. We want you to have a better life. The president wants that too. But we part ways when it comes to how to make that happen. So tonight, I'd like to share a more hopeful Republican vision, one that empowers you, not the government. It's one that champions free markets and trusts people to make their own decisions, not a government that decides for you. It helps working families rise above the limits of poverty and protects our most vulnerable. And it's one where Washington plays by the same rules that you do. It's a vision that is fair and offers the promise of a better future for every American. If you would have told me as a little girl that I would one day put my hand on the Bible and be sworn in as the 200th woman to serve in the House of Representatives, I wouldn't have thought it possible. I grew up working on my family's orchard and fruit stand in Kettle Falls, a small town in eastern Washington, getting up before dawn with my brother to pick apples. My dad drove a school bus, and my mom worked as a part-time bookkeeper. They taught me to work hard, help others, and always, always dream for more. So when I showed my 4-H animals at the county fair, my parents used to say to me, "Kathy, you need to save this money so you can go to college one day." And so I did. I saved, I worked hard, and I became the first in my family to graduate from college. The chance to go from my Washington to this one was unexpected. I came to Congress to help empower people, not politicians, to grow the working middle class, not the government, and to ensure that everyone in this country can find a job. Because a job is so much more than a paycheck. It gives us purpose, dignity, and the foundation to build a future. I was single when I was elected, but it wasn't long before I met Brian, a retired Navy commander, and now we have three beautiful children, one who was born just 8 weeks ago. Like all parents, we have high hopes and dreams for our children, but we also know what it's like to face challenges. 3 days after our son was born, Cole, we got news no parent expects. Cole was diagnosed with Down syndrome. The doctors told us he could have endless complications, heart defects, even early Alzheimer's. They told us all the problems. But when we looked at our son, we saw only possibilities. We saw a gift from God. And today, we see a 6-year-old boy who dances to Bruce Springsteen, who reads above grade level, and who is the best big brother in the world. We see all the things he can do, not those he can't. And Cole and his sisters, Grace and Bren, have only made me more determined to see the potential in every human life. That whether we're born with an extra 21st chromosome or without a dollar to our name, we are not defined by our limits, but by our potential. Because our mission, not only as Republicans, but as Americans, is to once again ensure that we are not bound by where we come from, but empowered by what we can become. That is the gap Republicans are working to close. It's the gap we all face between where you are and where you want to be.
Perfect way to end what the Congresswoman had to say, making her points, talking about the future, talking about her own personal life and kids, sharing the story. And, you know, weaved in the middle of that, you have to think in the back of your head, ooh, doctors. You know, in the State of the Union address, one thing that wasn't hit upon too much was Obamacare and the rollout of Obamacare, not very much in fact. A few things, a few mentions of it, talking about the that Americans can't be dropped or denied coverage for pre-existing conditions, that kind of thing, and adding years to Medicare's finances and keeping the premiums flat and all that kind of stuff. But what's interesting is, and I know a lot about this, and many of you know about this because we've talked about it in the past, the basic premium remained the same this year. It was $104.90. It increased by $5 a month in 2013. It was up from $99 and change in 2012. So the health care law raised Medicare premiums for upper income beneficiaries, and both the president and Republicans are proposing to expand that. And ultimately, this is a problem for, you know, with this coverage, it's a problem for people who are on those tight fixed incomes. So saying that we added years to the finances, we kept the premiums flat, we lowered the prescription costs, I'd say talk to some people who are really having a hard time scraping it together, and it's not quite what it seems it is. And I think the tug of war over health care is not going anywhere. It's staying. The president's took a jab at the Republicans, saying, you know, saying that there were some bumps in this, and that if you talk to some Republicans, they're trying to, you know, try to change it, but it should just stay, blah, blah, blah. However, I think that you're going to see that there is going to be a push to absolutely amend it. There has been. It hasn't gone anywhere at this point. Excuse me, but don't be surprised that that rallying cry only gets a little bit stronger. It's not going to get any weaker, trust me. All right, one of the major themes, too, at the State of the Union was this idea of retirement. The whole idea of this is the American opportunity, retirement, health care. Pretty much it was like this is the portrait of an American. At the start of the State of the Union, he talked about, the president talked about teachers and the jobs that have been created, the auto workers and fuel-efficient cars, the 12 long years of the war finally coming to an end, which was one of the first standing ovations. And that's why the citizens of make up the State of the Union. It's so, so strong. So I think that was the idea, painting the picture of America and Americans and where we're at. And the curveballs in the speech included, as I mentioned, the MIRA. It sounded funny when the president said it. It sort of didn't come out right. It's this starter retirement accounts for employees of companies that don't have the plans. He's saying that he would do this by executive order. He would direct the Treasury Department to create them. But there weren't a lot of details on this. I tried to scrape some of them together, and I could not find them. So what? Employees have to contribute part of their money to the savings accounts, and then is that backed by the government? What is the incentive to do the MIRA? What is the guarantee? What kind of a return? Are, you know, and that's what the president said, that you could build a nest egg and you would, there would be no risk of losing what you put in. So about half of Americans are employed by companies that don't have retirement plans. The Brookings Institute put those statistics out a couple of years ago. And there are ways to put into accounts already now through other companies. So I'd be curious as to what that means. What is the MIRA going to look like in the end? I can't wait to hear some of the financial people break it down. All right, coming up on the flip side, believe it or not, we got weather to deal with. Thousands of flights canceled. Where are we talking about? Would you believe the South? Some of the gory details next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Opportunity to do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Later in the show, of course, we'll have the mailbag. A lot of people sending in emails, a flurry of them, in fact, late into the evening. But let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Superman was flying high atop Metropolis, and he looks down and he sees Wonder Woman sunning herself with no clothes on but her boots and her sunglasses. He says, wow, I'd sure like to get some of that. So he flies down and he says, wow, boom, 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 and zoom, he was gone. And Wonder Woman sat up on her elbows and she said, what the hell was that? And the Invisible Man says, I don't know, but my butt's killing me.
You were dying to tell me that. I love it.
Yes, I was. You know where I got that one?
Where?
I stole it from Hollow Man.
That's even better. Oh, brutal.
Well, I couldn't watch that, but I've caught excerpts from what you said and from what your guest spoke about and from the answer that the Republicans gave. This little communist has absolutely no clue how to run a country or a business or anything else. He's just spouting the Lewinsky line of, bigger, more government can solve all your problems, blah, 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 blah. And with the Democratic Party in power in the Senate, he has stopped any Republican bills being put through. The Republicans have come up with over 100 bills to try to advance job training, job promotion, less taxes, things of that nature, and they will not let any of those bills come to the floor in the Senate. So what we need is a change in the Senate, as far as I'm concerned, or we're not going to be able to right the ship. If Obama gets his gets the Congress and the Senate in his power, you're going to see him try to rule as a king, not as a president. And he is not a king. He was elected as president. He holds elective office. And his idea of using executive orders to further his agenda can amount to impeachment, because we have a constitution and he's already violated it enough times that we can bring him up on charges and throw him out of office.
Yeah, some of the Republicans are starting to really spout that a lot more.
Well, I've got a congressman right here in my area. I told him if he didn't do something about impeaching Obama, I wasn't going to vote for him. So we primaried him, and the guy that's running against him is going to win. And he says when he gets there, if Obama starts his stuff there, he will file impeachment charges against him.
Yeah, I think there's some people that I think the one you're mentioning, that's just one. There's several around the country that are saying the same thing if they're elected. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects the elections, Dan. Thanks for the call. Hey, don't forget, we've got our Nail the Score coming up. It's a special day for it. It's coming up in our next hour, the last two segments, next hour, last two segments for Nail the Score. Super Bowl doesn't get any bigger than that, so maybe you'll be able to pick the right side. Is it going to be Denver? Is it going to be Seattle? Who wins the Super Bowl and what's the final score? So, once again, sports and politics very much alike in handicapping and handicapping the races. Who's going to win in these midterm elections that are coming up? There's some newcomers. And what Dan's saying is people are tired of it, and it's all in the presentation. And so the presentation of, well, the executive orders have been used, in fact, have been used by presidents to the tune of even more than what Obama, believe it or not, has used the executive orders. But it's the way and what they're talking about. And I think that that is stuck in the craw of enough Republicans that there may be a few people that decide they're going to do that. It may go nowhere, but they're going to take the action of at least filing it. So we'll see. I mean, are we going to see a transformation with energy? Are we going to see a transformation with minimum wage? Are we going to see a transformation with equal pay? You know, there were some very broad strokes or platitudes or whatever that were part of the State of the Union address. Now, it's always fun to do this, and I have saved a transcript of the State of the Union, marked it so I wouldn't lose it, and we're going to come back to it in a year and see how many of those things actually came close to happening, were debated, whatever, and I guarantee at least four or five for sure, the immigration reform, I'd be stunned. I would be absolutely stunned if we saw that immigration reform happened. And what does that look like? And that's the problem. The versions of immigration reform don't really match the reality of what we have going on here in the United States. I mean, it's very easy, if I were playing to a particular crowd, to say, depending on what part of the country I was in, that, sure, let's, you know, we're going to try to do everything we can to bring rights to the people that have been here in the United States and who are, you know, this whole line about they're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. And I mean, those are great things to say to the right crowd, or on the other side of it, to say something completely opposite. And that's the problem. You get down to it. Good luck trying to come up with a policy when we don't have secure borders. I mean, it's not even about paranoia and terrorists sneaking in or any of that. It's just about the fact that we do not have secure borders, particularly to the south. And with that being a problem with the swinging gates, how do you really have a policy that stands up? I don't see how you create a policy that would work, that is bulletproof, so to speak. I don't think so. I think there's big problems with that. All right, I promised I would get to the weather. I want to make sure I do that. Of course, we have focused so much on the State of the Union address, and many of you, and I'm sure there are people out there that like what the president had to say, and many of you don't like what the president had to say. Regardless, a lot of you have sent your feelings to me via the magic of the Al Gore internet, so we will check our email. We will check the mailbag coming up in another hour. And also, as I mentioned, don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up. But in the South, boy, it is a nightmare. In Georgia, for example, the temperatures, the ice is wreaking havoc with so many people. There are roads that are closed down, 1,000 cancellations of flights through Chicago, through Atlanta, which Atlanta is our biggest airport. It's just it's an absolute winter weather mess. You know, it's like we have a big wheel, and you spin the wheel, and whose turn is it this time? A deep, deep freeze. There were kids that were stuck on a bus, 50 kids that were stuck on I guess more than one bus, on buses. There were all kinds of things that happened in Georgia. It was so bad. And Alabama, terrible. Terrible in trying to figure out what to do with cars that they had to ditch beside some of these treacherous roads. And people couldn't reach their children at school. Drivers camped out at gas stations because they didn't have a way to get home. So this was a very, very bad storm. That's why the Alabama governor, Robert Bentley, just said, look, people, you need to stay home. Stay there. Stay home. Conditions are terrible here. We've got gridlock. Offices shut down. And there was just so many cars on the roadway that people got stuck. And they just gave up. If they could get out of the car and start walking, that's exactly what they did. So what do? You got to send in the National Guard to try to help the people who were stuck in the cars. Try to keep them in the cars, by the way, and not walking, because that was even a worse case scenario. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.